No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 17th day of December. How you guys doing? How's your heart? How are you maintaining your peace and your joy and your sanity in this season that can be so crazy, so busy? It can really be a thief just trying to snatch away all of our things with the demands that we feel like we have to meet. Maybe we can just lower our expectations of ourselves and show up every day and be and just be here and just give what we can. And maybe I'm just talking to myself today. Maybe we should read the Bible. Today, we begin another brand new book, Philippians chapters 1 through 4. And this week, we are reading the New International Version. Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppress you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare. For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him as soon as I see how things go with me. And I am confident in the Lord that I myself will come soon. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not on him, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad, and I may have less anxiety. So then, welcome him in the Lord with great joy, and honor people like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help you yourselves could not give me. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us, then, who are mature, should take such a view of things, and if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia, and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Okay, so this is Paul's letter, and I wouldn't say oddly enough, I would say godly enough. Paul's letter to the church in Philippi is considered a joyful letter. Joy is the Advent observation for this week. And so we have this letter that Paul has written from prison, and it's to encourage the first European church in Philippi. And so we hit the first four chapters in the book of Philippians today, and Paul is reminding the church to find joy in Christ, to live humbly. And let's not just hear that as a sentiment. Oh, that's cute. Live humbly. No, like actually, let's live humbly like Jesus. And let's know His voice so that when the false teachers, everyone loves to throw around false teachers, but the ones who are preaching anything other than the truth of God's word is a false. Actually, the Bible doesn't call it false. God calls it a lie, calls it deception, darkness. But to stand firm against those teaching a gospel other than the gospel of Jesus, He's reminding them of focusing on faith and unity. So I want to key in just on one scripture here, because these little things can be buried in scripture, and they're little until we point them out, and then they're huge because they kind of bullseye us at our own heart. And if they don't, maybe they should. They should. Let's look at verse 15 in chapter 1. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. I hope that we get this. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry. This is relevant. If we take a second and think about how much competition there is, not just in the world, in our world, Some of us even grew up competitive. Competitive athletes, competitive academically, rewards for good grades, and you gotta beat that person to be the top of the class. It's all around us. I grew up competitively singing. And Little Fish and Little Pond, you get real competitive. You don't compete to lose, you compete to win. And then comes perfectionism. But listen, the point that I'm trying to make is we have to examine the motives of our hearts. This happens even in church circles, unfortunately. Ministry can look so shiny and sparkly and crisp and clean. And look at that platform, look at the size of that audience and congregation. Look at their social media platform. Look how many followers they have. And look how many people shared this message this week. And look at my pastor. My pastor's up there praying in the city. We are not competing for the kingdom of heaven. We are striving to be like Jesus for the sake of the world. The world is not on the outside. The world is anyone that is still deceived, still in darkness. This saddens me so greatly because so many are competing and don't even realize it. And what we are doing in the process is doing a disservice to the gospel of Christ. We are preaching not even a truth. It's a narrative at that point. It is not the gospel of Christ. It is the gospel of whoever is preaching it. It is their gospel. Now, that doesn't mean that we get it right every single time, but it means that we are humble, that we stand for correction. We admit when we're wrong. We are open to the truth and those corrections and those alignments that need to be made through the direction of the Holy Spirit. And so, I challenge us all, whatever it is that we feel like we are lacking, where we feel we are lagging behind, that we feel a little bit empty, that we feel like we're just not hitting the nail on the head, we're missing the mark. Is it because we just saw who has the latest and greatest and we're feeling a little empty and we're living in a perpetual state of competition and greed, a need for more, a lust for the insatiable? Are we preaching a similar message to what we heard, and it is void of any truth? Are we comparing ourselves to that church that's a little bit bigger, a little bit shinier, a little bit more slick? Are we envious of anyone that has more, bigger, better, greater than what we feel we have? Or are we content? Are we content with knowing who we are in Christ, knowing that we are God's, that God is ours, that we are safe and secure in the palm of His hand? Is our heart surrendered to His ways, His voice, His truth? Can we be honest enough today to look in the mirror through this word and examine our own hearts? Where are we rivaling with things of this world that do not advance the kingdom of God? Jesus, help us. Thank you for your word. Help us look deep. Clean out the clutter. Give up the competition. Surrender the envy. fall on the sword of her pride and surrender at your feet. Lead us into all truth, I pray. And I pray this in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. It's the most wonderful time of the year for many of us. It's Christmas time here at the Daily Audio Bible. Get your Christmas box while supplies last, and they'll only last for a little while longer. If you would like to partner with us, we are celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. Thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. If you want to throw a log on and keep it going, you can give by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or utilizing your app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. Lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. Or, again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Did I give the number? 800-583-2164. I'm sorry, it's been one of those days. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn your little wheel finger over. Turn the wheel with your pointer finger over to chronological to ensure it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. I love you all. I'm Jill. Until tomorrow. Love one another.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Robin calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Robin with the White Stone. Calling with just gratitude first today. Jill, thank you for this journey through DABC. It's been just a beautiful, quiet, sacred place to commune with God and to be part of this global family. I just love it so much. I'm so appreciative. And also just want to give a shout out to all the prayer warriors, Victoria Soldier, and all of you that call in regularly to pray for others. It's so beautiful. It's the saints, man. It's the saints. I love it. And I want to pray for a few. Lord, I want to lift up KSD. Thank you for his loving prayers and uplifting spirit. And I pray you'd be very close to his broken heart this Christmas and his family as they navigate this difficult roller coaster emotional time. I pray that they'd stay anchored in your love and peace. I also want to lift up the precious baby in the womb, God, that you'd wrap your love around this new life, strengthen the mom, carry her safely to term, and bring forth a healthy, beautiful baby. You are the giver of life, and we trust you. I pray for Lauren and her family. God, I pray that you'd quiet the voices of rejection and remind them that they're a treasure in your sight, fearfully and wonderfully made. Help them stay grounded in calm, steady peace, anchored in your truth as a couple through this time. And lastly, Lord, I want to lift up my brother, Bill. He struggled forever with addiction and grief. I pray you would break every chain and shackle that has bound him, emotional wounds, lies, fear. Help him see that today is still his and his best years can be ahead. Restore him fully, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for letting us ask in your name. And I do pray in Jesus' name for all of these things. Amen. Love you guys.
Hi, this is Kayla. I am going to now go by the handle of Sailor because I have made it through basic training and I am now going to be starting school for what I am going to be doing inside of the Navy. And I wanted to, first of all, say thank you for all of the people who prayed with me throughout me being at basic. I could feel your prayers. Your prayers literally got me through that challenging time. So praise God, I am in the Navy. Praise God, I am exactly where he wants me to be. I can see him working in my life. My current prayer request is that I'm able to keep my eyes focused on him in an environment that is very, very cultural. and there are not a lot of strong believers here, and I am struggling to find a female believer that I can really even be friends with. So just pray for that. Pray for me. Thank you again for your prayers, and thank you guys again for all that you guys have done. You guys have gotten me through so much already.